When it comes to restaurants, familiarity often breeds contentment. You're listening to KNKX, and on Food for Thought, 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson talk about becoming regulars at their favorite eateries.
Stein, last week, Mac and I went back to a place in our neighborhood that has all the hallmarks of being the kind of restaurant that's going to turn us into regulars.
Just proximity is already a pretty good head start on that, but what are these other hallmarks?
When a restaurant becomes the restaurant equivalent of your best friend's going to come over and you don't feel obligated to straighten up your house, you often know the servers. They know what you want to eat. They know where you like to sit.
Why hasn't it already become your regular place to go?
Well, it hasn't been open all that long, and it's called Bucatini. It's an Italian restaurant. And I think for me, I make a lot of pastas and stuff like that at home. I don't feel the need to go out. So that's what kind of kept me from going in initially. I heard it was good. It's nothing to look at from the outside. It's funny, all the restaurants that I'm a regular at are all in strip malls.
Because the rents are affordable there and people can open a joint that has pretty good food and, you know, not pretentious.
I knew this guy who owns it, Anthony Donatone. He's the chef. And he had a place in the Ravenna neighborhood in Seattle called Casa d'Italia. It's just an old school Italian place. It's the kind of place I grew up knowing, and you probably did too.
A red sauce joint.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But he's got some other unred saucy things. I had some unbelievable pappardelle with antelope and goat meat in it, which is, you know, not what you would expect at your neighborhood red sauce joint. Incredibly delicious and huge portions. And there was just this attention to detail. When there's either a chef owner or a really good longtime manager on hand, somebody that recognizes you when you come in, and not me, Nancy Leeson, me, Joe Blow Diner.
DeGroote and I don't really go out to eat very often, but there's a few places in Tacoma where we're regulars. One of them is Vuelva a la Vida, but we just call it the Smiling Octopus.
It's a what?
We call it the Smiling Octopus because it's a wonderful Mexican restaurant and there's a giant illuminated sign outside of it of a smiling octopus in a sombrero. I always say, you can't miss it. Usually we go Thursday nights because that's chili relleno night, and they know us well enough there that the only question is, how many?
When I worked at Sale al Lago, another Italian restaurant in Green Lake, it's now Nell's, we knew, seriously, 80% of the customers. They came in again and again and again. We knew that Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Virginia Smith, we loved her. She always ordered mussels, but they had to be really, really small. We would pick out the small mussels for her. There was a guy, I won't tell you what his name is because he was kind of a big deal in Seattle. He had a girlfriend that used to come in wearing only a trench coat.
How do you know she was wearing only a trench coat?
We saw it. But I mean, we loved him for that. We knew everything about him, including the famous beige trench coat. Isn't there a song that goes like that?
If there isn't, there should be. And I want to know how you know there was nothing under the trench coat.
It has something to do with a big wink and the ladies' room. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Let's wrap this up with a great old joke. I mean, this one's probably been found carved in stone out in the desert. Guy goes into a restaurant. Oh, Mr. Jones, so wonderful to see you again. And where is your lovely wife? It's so great when she comes in. What a wonderful woman she is. We all just love her to death. And the guy says, well, sorry to tell you, we got divorced. Maitre d' says, yeah, you're better off.
Yeah, exactly. With KNKX, bon vivant, Dick.
The usual, Miss Leeson.
Stein.
She's Nancy.
Yeah, give me the regular.
Leeson.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR1.